On December 20th, 2009, at around 8 in the morning, the actress Brittany Murphy was found unresponsive in her Los Angeles home, and she was transported to a nearby hospital, but it was too late. By 10 in the morning, she was pronounced dead. Her cause of death was labeled accidental, with too many prescription medications being found in her system. She was only 32 years old. On September 7, 2018, the rapper Mac Miller was found unresponsive in his Los Angeles home by his personal assistant. His assistant called 911 and attempted CPR, but nothing worked. When the paramedics arrived, he was pronounced dead at the scene, with his death also being ruled an accident related to his substance abuse. He was only 26 years old. On November 5, 2022, Aaron Carter was found dead in a bathtub by one of his housekeepers in his California home. His cause of death was labeled accidental as a result of his substance abuse. He was only 34 years old. Besides all of these celebrities passing away due to substance abuse, they had one other thing in common. They were all linked to the industry trainer Harley Pasternak. It is said that Harley was with all three of these celebrities right before they were found dead. Some people even suggest that Harley Pasternak is some sort of Canadian CIA agent who was sent into Hollywood to be an industry handler. People also claim that Pasternak has at least three confirmed bodies, with one celebrity barely surviving him. That celebrity who barely survived was Kanye West. Kanye barely survived his back and forth with Harley. After Harley warned them about his rants going as far as to threaten him, Kanye tried to warn the world about Harley, but most brushed him off like he was crazy. But when it comes to Harley Pasternak, Kanye wasn't lying. There is something clearly off about him, and his sinister past might prove that he is an industry handler assassin. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be looking into the industry trainer Harley Pasternak and uncovering his sinister involvement in Hollywood. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my Patreon members know I will be releasing a new Patreon exclusive sometime this week. I have been doing research on a secret Masonic shrine organization that was linked to trafficking and other disturbing crimes against women and children. This organization was caught by the police sometime back, and men that were connected to the sheriff's department and politicians were caught and arrested for their involvement. Just like you would expect, the authorities helped cover everything up, and the men all received very light punishments. If you're one of my members, you can expect that video soon. If you're not a member, what are you waiting for? Join the truth movement and help me spread the truth. For $3 a month, not only will you be helping me spread the truth, but you would also get access to this video and 50 other Patreon exclusive videos that are not allowed here on YouTube. If you would like to join, you can find the link in the description or in the comment section. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. Harley Pasternak is one of those guys that nobody in the public knows, but everyone in Hollywood knows. You can find Harley with just about every A-list celebrity. From actors to artists, everyone in Hollywood has trained with Harley Pasternak. Some of his biggest clients are celebrities like Rihanna, Jessica Simpson, and even Kanye West. On the surface, Harley appears to be one of the industry's go-to trainers. But his government past and involvement in the industry raises the questions of whether there's more to Harley Pasternak. For the last few years, the main guy calling out Harley Pasternak was no other than Kanye West. During one of his rants in 2022, Kanye called out Harley and claimed he was an industry handler. Posting a conversation between Pasternak and himself, Kanye, who was fresh off his rant against the Jews in the industry, received a text message from Harley where it seemed like he was threatening him. In the message, Harley told Kanye, "I'm going to help you one of a couple of ways. First, you and I sit down and have a loving and open conversation, but you don't use cuss words, and everything that is discussed is based in fact and not some crazy stuff that dumb friend of yours told you or you saw in a tweet. Second option, I have you institutionalized again, where they medicate the crap out of you and you go back to Zombieland forever. The play date with the kids just won't be the same." Kanye tweeted the screenshot of the exchange and said he was mentally misdiagnosed and nearly drugged out of his mind to make a manageable, well-behaved celebrity. He added, "This is how a Hollywood trainer speaks to a far more influential black celebrity when we get out of line. When I saw this, I was shocked. This seemed to be the proof we needed to show these celebrities are being controlled by industry handlers and are forced on substances in order to keep them easily manageable." One thing that stuck out to me about this text message was when Harley told Kanye, "I'll have you institutionalized again," meaning that Harley had gotten Kanye institutionalized in the past. Clearly, Pasternak basically admitted he did this to Kanye before. I wanted to see if I can find out if this was true. So I started looking to see what I could find, and sure enough, Harley wasn't lying. In 2016, Harley called the police on Kanye after he felt Kanye had begun behaving erratically during a training session. Just like Harley claimed he did, he got the rapper committed to UCLA Medical Center for a mental evaluation. Kanye was held for a psychiatric emergency hold, exhaustion, and sleep deprivation. Kanye had to cancel the remainder of his St. Pablo tour and was kept at the facility for over a week. After Kanye was released, he remained out of the spotlight for some time, returning back like nothing ever happened. Fast forward to 2022, Kanye starts a war with the industry elite, and Harley Pasternak is once again threatening to send Kanye back to a mental institution. Clearly, Pasternak was sent to Kanye as a handler to keep him in check. He tried to silence Kanye, but the smartest thing Kanye did was blast him on the internet. As now, if Kanye were to get sent back, he would be looked at as the main person responsible. But think about it. How does a fitness trainer even have the authority to send one of his clients to a mental institution? He isn't his doctor or psychiatrist, so how could he even achieve this? Well, according to Kanye, it's because he's connected to the Canadian CIA and was sent into Hollywood to be an industry handler. Kanye even accused Harley of using mind control techniques that were developed by the CIA to create zombie people. Which is quite interesting when you realize he told Kanye he would have him medicated back to Zombieland.
What happened to me, and they took it too far, it was like American History X. Like, my head was on the side of the curve, and the exact people that I called out kicked my head. We found out that my trainer was a MK Ultra. Canadian. Intelligence.
He worked in the defense research and development in the Canadian military, actually working on PSYOPs.
Who's
in the
guy?
Canadian military. This is Harley Pasternak.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, look, they tried to medicate me. I was exhausted. They wrongly diagnosed me. And they when I asked them, how much lithium did you want to put me on exactly? It took them 4 days to answer because they were embarrassed about the amount, right? And I refused to take this, right? You understand that if I had taken the medication, I would not be here, and it would have been, he was deeply troubled. We miss him. We love his music, though.
Well, they would have Britney Spears, too. I mean, look.
They would have Michael Jackson.
Or worse, yeah.
So look, look what they did to Britney. When she went in, she was tired, she was exhausted, she was in a bad way, but 10 years of that medication wrecked her brain. You can see it now. Yeah. You can see there's not much of her left.
As you heard for yourself, Kanye claimed that Harley was working for the CIA and had tried to MKUltra him. I wanted to see if there was any truth to Harley Pasternak being involved with the CIA, so I started digging into his past. This is what I found. Harley Pasternak is a Jewish Canadian who graduated from the University of Toronto with a degree in exercise psychology and nutritional sciences. While he was in college in the 90s, he just so happened to be introduced to a Hollywood producer named Dom Carmody. Don recruited Harley to be the professional trainer for the cast of the film Angel Eye. He then became the go-to trainer for Dom's films, eventually ending up training actors like Halle Berry, Robert Downey Jr., and Penelope Cruz for the movie Gattaca. Pasternak's reputation was rising in Hollywood, which landed him on the set of Catwoman training Halle Berry, which ended up scoring him an invitation to the Oprah Winfrey Show. Oprah advised Harley to write a fitness book, and that's exactly what he did, launching his career in the fitness world. At the same time, while he was in college and working in Hollywood, he was also recruited by the Canadian government to work at the Canadian Department of National Defense. He worked a part of the Defense and Civil Institute for Environmental Medicine back in the 2000s. This already proved his ties to the Canadian government. In a past interview, Pasternak himself admits he worked for the government using banned substances in some kind of study.
And when you say drugs, were that like performance-enhancing drugs? Or are they
all just kinds of drugs?
Oh, right, okay.
So working for the military, I wasn't governed by the same laws that the typical person was, so I could look at the impact of certain drugs that are not everyday things.
As you heard for yourself, he stated out of his own mouth that he worked with the government. Harley Pasternak was working with Hollywood and the government at the same time. Think about how strange that is. Now also think about the threat he made against Kanye West. He threatened Kanye with medicating him back to Zombieland, while he just so happened to work for the government testing the effects of certain drugs on patients. Now according to Kanye, Harley was following him around spying on him. Kanye claimed to fear for his life as he believed Harley was going to take him out, insinuating that Harley wasn't just watching and controlling these artists, but also possibly getting them deleted. In another one of Kanye's rants, he talks about Harley's possible involvement in Aaron Carter's death, claiming that Pasternak was the last person to see Carter alive.
Talk to my redhead, y'all put me in the hospital. Chinese, water torture. Oh, you know, million questions. Everybody around me tell me I can't wear. You can't tell me the color of my hat. Y'all can't tell. No, none of y'all is here with no Instagram, nobody living, nobody at, and I don't hear from none of the Jewish about, oh, he's in an episode. Harley passing, they follow me to the hotel. The nigga killed Aaron Carter, and now they acting like they won't kill a Backstreet Boy sample. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Harley passing that pusher, your trainer. Yeah. Harley passing that, Jay-Z. You get what I'm saying?
According to Kanye, Pasternak was seen leaving Aaron Carter's home before he was found dead. Now, it could be possible that someone gave Aaron some substances that causes death. Then they staged it to look like it was an accident. And according to Kanye, this is exactly what he believes Pasternak did. Whether Pasternak was the last person to see Aaron Carter, I wasn't able to prove it, but Pasternak himself admits to being with Mac Miller the day before he died. He claimed he had coffee with Mac Miller the day before he was found. He even claimed that he was scheduled to meet with Mac Miller the same day he died. Coincidentally, Miller's passing was substance-related just like Aaron Carter's was. Another celebrity Pasternak was seen with before they passed away was Brittany Murphy. While her passing was listed as accidental due to prescription medications, according to her father, he believed what happened to her was no accident and that she was likely forced to take other substances that caused her death. While none of this is definitive proof that he's out here whacking celebrities, I will say it is strange that a man with ties to the government who worked for Hollywood just so happened to be around all these celebrities before they died due to the same thing, especially when he was exposed by another celebrity for threatening them with substances. It all seems to raise red flags and might suggest that Pasternak is more than just a trainer. One thing this proves for sure is that these Hollywood celebrities are being controlled. They are being put under medications to make them easier to handle. If they speak out or go off their role, those handlers in the industry send them to Zombieland. It's clear that this is what's happening to many celebrities. Well, that's it for this video. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.